Shopify grows your business no matter how far or big you grow. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Whether you're selling your fans' next favorite shirt or an exclusive piece of podcast merch, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in.
After Dark episode.
I think we are, but we're not going to be continually using Hangouts for that. You know. Anyway, welcome. This is December's Patreon Hangout. I am the sole host. Oh, we got someone. Holden Moffat joined us while I was prepping. So I'm Jesse. I'm currently your sole host. The other three will be joining us when they can. Apparently, Marty's Mac decided, now's a good time to do a 20-minute system update. And I think Justin's around. He has family stuff he's finishing up. And then Zach was actually out of house doing kid stuff up until the top of the hour. And so he's got to drive home. So they'll all join us when they can. So right now we have Matt Knight, Richard S., Holden Moffat, and Gacho just joined us. GATCH0. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. This is where you start talking. No one wants to be the first one to talk.
I'm getting all the negative reviews right now.
Who's getting negative reviews? Mario Run?
The Mario Run, yeah.
Oh, and because
like, well, it's $10 and blah blah blah.
Yeah, it's $10. Which, if you go back and watch that Apple announcement, that's the first thing they tell you. This should not be a surprise. Exactly. The people are thinking, you know, mobile games got to be free. They're like, no, they don't gotta. What about everyone else? Have you all tried it? Have you bought it?
Yeah, I bought it. I think it's good.
I haven't bought it yet.
Have you attempted the demo, Matt?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Looks like we lost one, but so everyone's either played it or bought it. And my son actually bought it, which surprised me. He didn't wait because I didn't tell him that I got him, but I got $25 of iTunes credit for each of my kids. I just haven't told them this yet. But yeah,
so he used his own my new phone.
Ah. Though you
which I won't be getting till I get home.
So as long as you log in with the same Nintendo network ID, the game purchase follows through. And it's pretty seamlessly. Actually, I guess it's my Nintendo account. Oh, is everyone all right over there?
Sorry, that's me. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Yeah, so I purchased it on my iPad, then logged into my phone, and having logged into the same user ID, it just says, okay, you bought it. So I didn't have to go through the Apple process of reclaiming the purchase. But on the downside is now, you know, that the kids will all have, well, the kids each have their own Apple ID anyway. But back when the kids were younger, they would still use my Apple ID. So the games where I had in that purchase that was able to reclaim through the Apple process, they would be able to claim it as purchased as well. But now they can't. But at least, so if they want the game, they're going to have to still have pay for it for themselves. So Richard and Holden, how far have you gotten in the game?
I'm on, I think I'm on World 3. I haven't had much chance to play it yet, too much, so. But so far, so good. I've been trying to get all the coins up to that point, so.
Oh, so you're trying to coin to purple, pink coin, purple coin collect?
Yeah.
Are you like going back and getting all of them, though, including the black coins that aren't more like look more green, but they say black?
I haven't gotten to the black yet on any of them.
Okay. And Johnny, join us, Johnny Casino.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much. So we're talking Mario Run right now. That's the topic of this 10-minute block.
Alrighty.
What are your thoughts?
I haven't had a chance to put as much time into it as I would have liked to have. But it's fun. I keep getting beat. I keep losing my toads.
Yeah, that's I've got issues with that. And you know, if you know me and how non-competitive I am, you know, you wouldn't be surprised. I'll probably talk more about that during the actual episode following the hangout. But yeah, I'm still in the low 200s on toad count because, you know, I'll win once and then lose three times and net even.
Yeah, I think I have about 50.
And then I tried the friendly race mode. Have we seen that yet?
No.
And I think they just had an update today. Where you go to your friends list and you're able to do a friendly race. So it doesn't cost a ticket and your toad count won't change win or lose. It's just play against his ghost and see what happens. And I did it against Zach and he would have beat me 3-1 in the coin count. And I'm like, okay, yep. Nope. I'm lousy.
I just looked at my friends list, and some people have over 2,000. Holy, 2,000 toads already.
Yeah, that's nuts. To be able to win that many times more than you lose is the trick,
right?
I'm launching too. This is to get night so I can look at my list. Well, that's attractive, Justin.
Thank you. How are you, gentlemen?
Doing well?
Good.
We're talking Mario Run.
Well, okay, well, I'm out. I just want to check who's going. I'm going to jump in later. I got a dirty house and some bacon. Not a dirty house of baking. Just a dirty house and there's baking. I like that coffee mug. Peace out, y'all.
Alrighty. That was interesting. Yeah. Steve has 2,000, Piper is 1,500, Justin has 1,400, Colin is almost 1,300. No, I didn't want to race him, and I've got 227.
Yeah, you're still beating me by quite a bit there.
Yeah, and so you're able to do initially up to 5 friendly runs a day, and then I think the further you will get in the game, they unlock more plays per day. But I'm probably not going to get much further than I am.
Did you beat the world tour?
No.
No?
I've had problems with the game.
Technical or design problems?
Design problems. The difficulty ramps up fast, you know, for someone in my skill of platformers is pretty much Mario is as much as I like to play. You know, when I have full range of motion with Mario. So like Donkey Kong Countries, I didn't get, I can't play those anymore. When I was a kid, I could, but now I can't. I tried the Luigi DLC for.
Oh, that's a mistake.
Yeah, I could not get past the first ghost house, which is like level 3. Yeah. Like, I paid $15 to play 2 levels. Yay me.
So do you ever find yourself like pushing on your screen way too hard? Like when you're trying to do the jumps, I find myself trying to jam my thumb through my screen to make him jump higher, and it doesn't work that way.
I don't think I've had that a problem. Of course, I have the 7, which has the 3. Well, I don't know if they call it 3D touch on iPhones too, or just for Macs. But there's like 3 layers of touch sensitivity that it can detect between a light tap and a deep press. So I'm accustomed to really being careful and doing light taps, if that's what I mean. Because if I ended up doing a deep press when I want to tap, guess what? It's not going to tap. It's going to do the wrong function.
Yeah, I mean, my phone has that too, but I still find myself frustrated, and so I realize I'm grabbing my phone way too tight half the time.
Then I tried playing on my iPad, which I think I probably would enjoy more, but it's an older iPad and does have frame rate issues from time to time, especially when there's the ghost running around on the screen as well.
That's the main reason I haven't bought it on my phone. It's frame rate.
Which phone do you have?
I'm still on an iPhone 5.
Okay. Yeah, so I figured I don't have frame rate issues playing on my 7 Plus, but it's the small screen I don't like. I want the bigger screen, but I'm not currently willing to fork over $800 into a new device just to play a $10 game.
Personally, I always found that platforming was easier on a smaller screen for whatever reason. Like, distances are shorter to my eyes or something, so I can gauge them.
I think part of the problem... I think part of my problem is the game plays itself in profile instead of landscape. So it already limits my left and right future view, and just being on a smaller screen just mentally makes me think I have even less space.
That makes sense.
I think if it would let me play it landscape, I may not have the issues. At least not all of the issues that I have with it.
Yeah, but landscape, yeah, wouldn't be harder to eat cake while you're playing?
I haven't had that opportunity. Though I don't often eat cake with my hand. I have a fork. I use a fork for that. And then I normally have to hold a plate and a fork, so I'm already using both hands just to eat the cake.
So it wasn't what Miyamoto was eating, cake?
Yeah, I think so. We're dropping people. We're down to a few people. We're down to 3 people already. We have one person watching. I don't know if he's not just... Okay, Gacho rejoined. I don't know if the one viewer is Patreon and chose not to participate, or just non-Patreon, and that's the only way he can access the show. Holden Moffat rejoined.
Yeah, I got to plug in.
So, trying to think of what other big apps have been around recently, and well, I don't think there has been. What other iPhone games y'all playing? None?
Not too many.
Yeah, I don't play iPhone games.
I don't know, it's called like Panic Quiz or something. It's something you can pick up and play for about 30 seconds and put it down just when I gotta look away from what I'm doing from work.
I don't think I've heard of that one.
I think I have the name correct, so don't worry. Don't quote me on that.
I mostly just do like time waster games like Yahtzee or Solitaire and stuff like that. I don't really like cell phone games all that much.
Where is it here? So one game that I've been playing for a while is called Adventure Capitalists. Has anyone heard of that?
Clicker? Is that the clicker?
Kind of. It starts off as a clicker game where you kind of have, like, you're starting up a merchant as a business owner. You can eventually get up to 10 items you're selling. So you start off with clicking your first, you know, tap, tap, tap your first one, getting money for each tap, and then eventually buying more of them to get more money each tap, up until you can get enough to buy a manager, which will pretty much auto-tap it for you. At that point, then you should have enough money to buy the second business, tap that for a while until you can get its manager, and so on, until you've got all 10 going auto-tapping, then you're just buying as many as you can afford. And then there are achievements you get, you know, if you buy, you know, 100 of each, you get bonuses. 200 of each, you get, you know, the time it takes to get the money is halved, or your profits go up by 10 or something. And then eventually you'll get to a stop point, normally around, you know, $10 to $50 trillion, where you just won't earn much more money, any money more than that. But as the more money you get, you attract these investor angels. And then when you claim the angel investors, your game resets, but for every angel, you get 2 to 7% more money per angel. So, you know, the first time you'll do it, you'll probably have 50 to 100 angels, which doesn't change the game much, but, you know, after a few iterations of this, you know, you're going to have 100 million angels, so you're not dealing with tens and $20 off initially anymore. You'll be dealing with 10 and 20 quadrillion dollars right away. And then, you know, and then the game uses this, the full text of the highest level currency you got. But, you know, by the end of it, you're dealing with like 10 to the 90th power dollars. It just goes crazy as you keep on resetting, and max out your things, get more angels, reset it, max out your things. It's just an iterative loop at that point. And every time you earn more and more money, and eventually you do unlock all of the achievements. But it takes months of playing the game before you can do that. And every once in a while, they'll do these events where you have like another world that'll be live for a week, and you've just got that week to do what you can with it, which lets you earn badges, which can give you other benefits in your base world.
Now, do you play this because you're just bored, or do you get, like, real satisfaction from it?
Initially, I was getting satisfaction from it. Now, I really don't play it because I've maxed out Earth, Moon, and Mars. I pretty much only play it now during the events, which an event started today for the holidays week.
Yeah, Jesse, did you get a chance to check out the Rayman games? I was talking to you in the line chat about them.
Oh, I have not. I'm not even sure where I can find those, you know, without going into older consoles.
They've got, I think they got 2 or 3 on the iPhone, and They do a pretty good job of the platformer before Mario Run came along, really. I'd argue they're even kind of better in some ways.
Excuse me. Marty said he says 5 or 10 minutes on updates.
And hey, guys. Gary. Hey. Gary, what time is it there?
19 minutes past 3 in the morning.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's dedication.
Yeah, that's why I don't have any lights on.
Yeah, and my webcam's just awful on this laptop. I got up about 5 minutes before your stream started, and I don't know if you saw me pop up and go away. The just had no sound coming through at all.
Okay, yeah, I did see that.
Which happened to me last time, so I only got into like the last 10 minutes of the chat last time.
Okay, so at least you're here for most of the show this time.
Yeah, hopefully. So,
you know, Justin popped in. He said he'd be back later. We're still waiting on Marty and Zach to make appearances. Yeah, Marty's laptop decided it wanted to do a system update 5 minutes before this started.
So you must be on Windows as well then.
It's a Mac. He has a Mac.
Oh, it's a Mac.
Yeah. Mac updates do seem to take longer, and you literally can't do anything. You just see the Apple logo on the screen with a bar that says estimated time 15 minutes.
So just like an iPhone and an iPad.
Yeah, except for they don't give you an estimated time. Mm.
I just jumped in here because I was updating my my new 3DS. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, great. Well, hey, everybody. I was just transferring all my data to a new 3DS that I got, and that felt like torture.
Are you going from – what was your previous system?
I have a 3DS that I bring with me out – and it's it was an original, but I upgraded it to the new 3DS that I just
got. So you have to do the data copy manually from the SD card to the micro SD card.
Yeah, exactly.
How much storage did you have used up?
This one I really only use it with physical cartridges, so there wasn't a ton, about 7 gigs maybe.
Okay, because when I did it, I think I had. I was using 32 gig cards. I probably had 20 to 25 gigs of data on it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's going
to. So that copy, it was a good hour plus to get it from the SD card to the PC, and then another hour to get it onto the micro.
Yeah.
Before I can put it back into the new 3DS.
Oh, man. And yeah, then I was having trouble. The micro SD card was showing up as read only, and I kept flipping the little switch on it.
Weird.
And then it kept, yeah, and finally it clicked. So.
And then since updated to a 64 gig, because after seeing how big Dragon Quest VII, Dragon Quest VIII, and Pokemon would be, I'm like, I don't have room for this anymore. And I didn't want to start deleting things, so I just went ahead and bought a 64 gig card.
Yeah. Hey, I had a question for you guys while you're all here. I've been playing Animal Crossing like crazy. And I have a physical cartridge, but I want to go to a digital version so that I can play it on my new system that I take on the go all the time and not have to bring the cartridge. Is there a download to do that, to like transfer your save data from the cartridge? Yeah.
There is a utility you can download that will let you transfer save data from a cart onto the SD card. And that's the only direction it goes. You can't pull it back. Okay. And then that'll pretty much wipe the save data on the cart.
Oh, wow.
It requires you to own the cart and own the game on the SD. So you have to buy the game first. So you have to have two copies of the game in your hand. Then you can do the file transfer. Then at that point, your cartridge will be blank, and the next person to use it will start a new village.
Wow, so... Okay, so I can't go back to my new 3DS XL and play.
Nope.
Wow. That's a hard decision.
Once you do that, you're stuck on the new system.
No. I don't know what to do then.
I actually thought about it. I tried that using that tool with Bravely Default because I had rented it. I rented it from GameFly, got a little bit into it, got stuck, and thought to myself, I might have time later. So I tried to copy the save state in case I got around to buying the game. Mm-hmm. But since I couldn't transfer the data without having already bought the game, I'm like, oh, okay, then screw this.
Yeah.
So because I couldn't save what I did, I never did buy it.
Sure, sure. Man, I got a dilemma then. I got to figure out what to do.
Nintendo's got you cornered again.
They do. They had me cornered yesterday at 3 in the morning. Gary, you can relate. I was up 3 a.m. yesterday.
Yeah, that's why I go pretty much all digital for games for me. And if it's a game that my son and I will both want to play, I will double dip. I'll usually go the digital for me and a physical one for him.
Okay.
Which is, again, why I bought 5 copies of Pokemon.
I don't know if any of you guys have ever done a Wii U to Wii U system transfer, but that is really painful.
Oh.
And it also makes you hate Pikmin because they don't carry those data files fast enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a Wii
to Wii. So many Wii games.
Oh, yeah, because I rented a lot, and I bought a lot, and I think I had like 170 individual game save files that had to be transferred over.
Oh, my gosh.
And that doesn't include WiiWare, because I still had a bunch of WiiWare and Virtual Console stuff, too.
Wow.
Oh, man. I just remember setting up my Wii U originally. It took me 3 hours from the time I plugged it in and turned it on to play something on it.
Yeah, and I was trying to record it and thinking I can turn it into a video to post on the website. And after all that, I'm like, no, I'm not going to go through all this footage.
I'll tell you what, though. About an hour and a half of transferring my data to the new 3DS, the moment that I had the new SD card in and flipped it back on, and then it came up with my theme and all my stuff on there, it felt spectacular. It was a good feeling. It was like all that work paid off. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because that's so. When I did keep it on I transferred the data onto the PC. When I copied from the PC to the SD card, I was sure to do a copy, not a move, in case things got interrupted. Yeah. I wouldn't have anything lost in the middle. I could just reformat the card and start the copy again.
Yeah,
and the same thing when I did the copying of the data from the 32 gig card to the 64 gig card.
Yeah, I think I still have that data on the old SD card. So I'll probably just leave it there. Just to die.
Yeah, not that any of it can be used.
No, no. Oh, man. Oh, my goodness. So, did you guys, how many of you guys are in the line chat? Are all of you?
I am.
Yeah.
I think most of us are.
Okay, cool. So you saw my escapades at Best Buy yesterday morning. Did you guys see that?
It was Black Friday in December.
Exactly, yeah. So this was the first time I've ever done this. And it was, I got up at 2:30 a.m. to go stand in line for the NES Classic. And I got there around 2:45, and there was one dude in the parking lot, and wow. I kind of went up to him, and I was like, are you here for the same thing I'm here for? And thankfully, he understood that I was talking about the NES Classic. And then...
That can go south really quick.
Yeah. After I said that, I was like, oh. So anyway, yeah, and then we made an agreement that we'd stay in our cars and keep the heat on for as long as possible. And so I think it was about like 4:30, like a bunch of people started showing up. And then there was a line and we all kind of had to like go claim our spot by the door. It was about 20 degrees. So it was like, man, that was a trip. I was expecting, I brought my 3DS, I brought my phone. I was like, I'm going to play Super Mario Run. I'm going to do some like street passes. I'm going to play some Super Mario Maker and trade some levels with people around here. And then I got positioned next to like a dad who was like 45, didn't really know anything about Nintendo. The guy next to me on the other side was a cop. And he was just getting it for his son. And then, like, the other lady that was next to me was just getting it for her son. So, like, nobody knew what was going on. And I just kind of had to, like, talk about what it actually was to people.
Yeah, that's...
So it was a lot different of an experience than I expected.
Really, I find it depressing that I'm doing Nintendo's marketing for them in situations like that. Like, these people should already know what they're buying, not just... I'm here. I was told to show up.
Yeah. Well, the big dilemma was like the extra controllers. They weren't quite sure like what was compatible or not. And then I was trying to explain that like the controllers are actually like harder to get than the system. And then I was showing them all options on Amazon.
I've never seen one in the wild.
No. Same no. Yet.
I've heard of people saying,
right.
So here, this is what I ended up with. I saw this on GameStop's website, so I ordered it.
Oh, is it the generic one?
It's a third-party one, but it's shaped like the old NES Advantage.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
With a 9-foot cable that has, which has the plug that lets me plug it into the NES Mini.
So you can actually play it.
So I can actually play it.
Is it compatible with the Statue of Liberty, like in Ghostbusters?
No, that requires extra modding. So, I don't think they added the home button. I wish they really wish they would have.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's why I use the classic Wii one. It's so handy having that home button on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the cable's a whole 3-4 centimeters longer than the NES one.
I really do wish it had a home button on it. I don't understand why they didn't do that.
But Marty!
The nostalgia factor, I'm sure. But I mean, I don't want to stand up and press the reset button every time I want to play a game.
What's up, Marty? How you doing, man?
I am finally here. Glad to finally be here.
That's what the kids are for, is to be here.
Well, yeah. My son loves pressing that reset button. He told me the other day, he's like, Dad, can you not just play just the same game?
Oh, my gosh, Marty. So I was going to leave it until Christmas, but then my daughter fell and hurt her head yesterday and had, like, a big bump. So basically anything she's asking for, I've just been giving her. And she wanted to play the NES Classic.
Good dad.
So I was like, all right, we're busting it open tonight.
So what you said was, okay, I will sacrifice this.
Exactly.
I will make the sacrifice and play the NES Mini with you. I'm sorry.
That's how I like to think of it, yes.
That's fantastic.
Have you all seen go ahead.
She loved pressing that reset button.
Yeah.
She did.
Go over there and press that reset button for Daddy. Go right over there and do that.
She was just like, and she'd see all the games come up. She'd scroll through them. She'd be like, what's that? And then I'd be like, that's Kirby. And then she's like, let's play that. All right.
That's Ghosts and Goblins, otherwise known as the Seven Circles of Hell.
Well, she did. She wanted Ninja Gaiden.
Oh.
Which is the close second.
Yeah.
Which is only 4 out of the 7.
Yeah.
I did manage to beat that back in the day. I remember beating 1 and 2.
I think it would have been cool if they could have added like a Game Genie feature in, you know, quote unquote, like you could turn on invincibility or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. I was also really kind of let down that they didn't go the NES Remix thing and kind of have like achievements. And they, you
know, oh, yeah. Just,
like, a little star to be like, I completed this game. You get a little star next to it.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It's like a little
incentive. Not all of the games had a finish.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's true.
Yeah. So Ninja
even just a list, even a listing like with Pac-Man or Donkey Kong or something, a listing of the high scores next to, you know, each game, you know, yeah. you move over Donkey Kong and the high scores come out to the side. That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But Nintendo's going to Nintendo. they're going to do just enough to leave you wanting more.
Yeah. So for what it is, playing it with my 4-year-old daughter tonight, I think it really, it's a success, you know, in terms of like, I could leave the room for 20 minutes and leave her playing it, and I didn't feel like I was going to come back and everything was messed up. And
oh, yeah. You know,
there's like a disc on the ground, and there's like
a half of Nintendo Land shoved into the Wii U.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Zach?
Right. Yeah, like Zach's. Yeah, I had a gift card that was shoved into my Wii.
Oh.
That the Wii decided to accept it into the CD slot. So
the original Wii that I had quit reading discs 3/4 of the way through Skyward Sword, and I never finished the game.
No.
So I to even be able to, and then the crazy thing was to even be able to transfer things over to the Wii U, I had to go send it off and get it fixed. So they charged, so I paid for my Wii U and then paid $80 because it quit connecting to Wi-Fi too for some reason. So
ouch.
No.
But I got it on launch day, and it never gave me a single problem until then.
Oh yeah, I got a near launch Wii, and I think I've had to ship it off to Washington 4 or 5 times.
Wow.
The crazy thing about it was that my one of my friends had the same, you know, had a Wii the same amount of time and everything. They fixed his for free. Same issue, same thing going on. I called and said the exact same things, and they were like, "Oh yeah, we'll fix that for free because you know you've been a loyal Nintendo customer." I called and did the same thing, and they're like, "No, nope, you're going to pay $80." But we had an issue with my gamepad not long ago where my Wii U gamepad, where the left stick was stuck ghosting upwards, like it was always going upwards. Mm-hmm. And I sent it to them, and they, the screen had some scratches and stuff on it, like little surface area scratches that my kids had done. When they sent it back, that thing was so clean.
Wow.
It was crazy. It was they cleaned it up. It was not a new one because my R trigger sticks a little, so they hadn't fixed that, but they had replaced the screen on it, so it wasn't scratched anymore, and they didn't charge me anything for it. So I think it's who you talk to.
Man,
yeah.
I had my issue, like my daughter knocked my gamepad on the ground, and it all of a sudden it stopped connecting to the system. It wouldn't detect that it was there.
I had the same issue with that as well.
Did you have to send it?
Yeah. And I had the white basic model to start with, and I was working as a grill chef in a place which had this giant charcoal grill. And no matter how much you wash your hands, you still were totally black off this charcoal, and it made the gamepad black on the back.
Oh no way!
And when it came back, it was totally white. Screen replaced, everything. Wow. And it was brilliant. Then I sold it for the Zelda one.
Nice. That's
which awesome. Again, you know, people have their complaints about Nintendo of America, but Nintendo of Europe has some awful awful things sometimes. I think you guys got a digital copy of the Hyrule Historia with the Zelda limited edition one.
I think so.
Yeah.
We got, and check this one out, we got an entire day's pass to the stupid karaoke game instead.
Ooh. Oh.
Which isn't even available here.
What?
And it gets worse. They left Tecmo Bowl on the NES Classic for here, which I guarantee no one in England will play that game.
That's weird. Yeah, why?
But you guys do want the blue shell Mario Kart 8 thing. You guys do get some sweet stuff over there. You actually, you know, even have an online store where they'll sell you stuff other than a refurbished in Nintendo.
Yeah, where you could actually get the NES Classic. And it was early.
That's true.
Yeah,
which actually, I want
to get up at 3 o'clock to get it.
I've got to, I want to ask you guys a question, if that's okay. And it's Christmas related too, in a way, a strange way. So apart from retro games and the NES Classic this year, it looks like Mario Run might be up for our Game of the Year. Because other than Mario Run, the only two games I've brought, so they have to be my two favourite games by default of the year, which is, this is where it ties into Christmas, you see, because it's a religious time for a lot of people. And it's just sort of me confessing my sins. I enjoyed Star Fox Zero and Federation Force more than most games of this year.
I confess the same sin.
So I've got to ask you guys, what are your gaming confessions? Because for me, Metroid Prime Federation Force, as much as it has upset people on the internet, it was a good game. It's just reviews and the whole it doesn't star Samus thing just killed it off completely. But if you're a Metroid fan, you should have definitely got it. Because everybody moaning about Samus not being in there, she was in there and she made you know that she was boss when she was there.
So our gaming sins, the gaming confessions.
Gaming confessions.
Oh, yep.
Gosh.
Yep. So forgive me, Nintendo dads, for I have sinned.
Forgive me, Nintendo dads, for I have sinned.
Here's a wafer. I guess mine would be that I have, out of all the games that I've started this year, there are very, very few that I have finished. I have a bad habit of not finishing games.
When I say apart from retro games, I brought the Mega Man collection this year. And I brought it for the retro rewind that was coming up. So
there
I finished
you go.
Mega Man 1 first. We didn't get that in England as well. That's another localizing problem.
I have the regular Mega Man amiibo, so I don't really know why I had to have this one. Well, yeah, I do, because I like Mega Man.
It's gorgeous.
It's nice, but I'm just not like a gold edition fan of anything. Now, this, though, on the other hand, I really like.
Oh, yeah.
My little Mega Man nice. Light.
Hello.
Oh, that's so cool.
Sorry.
Hey, Zach.
What's going on? I can't see Marty for some reason. Does Marty have video?
I'm here.
Marty has video.
Marty.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. You don't need to see me. Just imagine.
But I want to see you.
What I want to know is, what did the shampoo smell like?
Oh, dude.
That's all I got to know.
I feel this meaty like bottom third of this lady's back rub up against my knee. I'm like, all right, that's
what?
Okay, I think I'm missing something. But is this
no? I just tweeted on.
You have reached Nintendo Dad's After Dark.
No, I just came from my son's Christmas concert. And the lady sitting in front of me, and they're like those crappy fold-up chairs, but she just like, I don't know if she just like shifted her weight or something, but she ended up pushing her chair like way backwards into my personal space to the point where I could smell her shampoo.
So you can just blame that on the winter solstice. So we can go after dark a lot earlier than normal.
Mm-hmm. At least you didn't place it was shampoo and not poo.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was very fresh. I got to give her that. Good hygiene, at least.
Oh.
Well. You know, in case it was, people were worried that it wasn't going to get weird, you know.
Too late.
Oh, no. It got weird.
So what are we talking about?
Oh.
Our gaming confessions of 2016.
Okay, so I'm going to do mine. Forgive me, Nintendo dads, for I've sinned. I have collected over 1,100 badges in the Badge Arcade this year.
Oh, my God.
My God.
What?
Wow.
Have you spent money on it? Like, actually, no. I don't even.
$2.
$2. Okay. That's dedication, though, man.
I'm just going to be real honest with you. That pisses me off. I spent like $10 and have way less than that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but how many hours of your life have you lost to it, Marty?
No, not very many.
Yeah, there
like,
you go.
those little 8-bit Mario badges, they lured me in, and then I was
They're
like,
so good.
What am I doing with my life?
If you've got an old 3DS as well, you got to times whatever time that it took you to load that game in by 24.
That's right. You got
it's a lot,
it.
It's a lot more time wasted.
What are we
just watching that little shop and all the badges spinning around?
Yeah.
And the music.
If that's not somebody's game of the year, is that going to disappoint you?
I'll let it slide.
Is that so? Okay, so you've got like to the point where, because as you get more badges, the statue thing changes, right? Like, yeah, is yours just like a portal, like a Stargate at this point, or
what? Oh, there should be. No, the one that for 1,000, I think it. I don't know if it's silver or gold, but it's really not that impressive.
I love the fact that like 1,000 is it's silver.
Yeah, it was just like. I don't know. You could probably look it up, but it's
next up 10,000.
I'm unveiling my beautiful masterpiece that I've worked on, and I was like, "Oh, that's not that fun."
All right,
but, oh man, there's something before I go to bed. I'm like, I say to my wife, I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I got to do the Badge Arcade," and then she's like, "Oh my gosh, it's like 11 o'clock." I'm like, I have to do it before it like rolls over the next day.
Oh, that's terrible. Okay, here we go. Oh, these are all just the different badges that exist. Statues, here we go. I actually, there's a, on Nintendo, oh my gosh, I didn't realize, I just Googled this. There's actually a website, nintendo-badge-arcade.wikia.com.
What?
Wow.
If there's a Wikia on it, you gotta watch
out. They're out there worse than I.
Yeah, so there's level 1, no statue. Level 2 for 20 badges is wooden, 50 for stone, 100 a different stone, 200 bronze, 350 bronze. This is what people tune into, by the way. Yeah, so 1,000 you get a gold one. And then,
So
you're working at 1,500, and then there's one at 2,000, and that's the last one.
So oh, 2,000?
Yeah, 2,000 is the last one.
Okay.
You're good, man. Just keep going.
December of next of 2017, I'll have it.
Yeah,
I'll do. See, the key is you don't go for the ones you really want. You go for the ones that you can just get a lot of.
Yeah,
and that's how you rack it up. That's when it's an obsession. When I don't even want them, and I'm like, oh, I want all of these Monster Hunter ones that I have no idea what they are, but there's a lot of them on the screen, and I can get probably 5 in one play.
Totally.
Oh my gosh.
You need to sit on the bottom step and think about what you've done, Colin.
I think so, Gary. I think so.
I think you do.
That'll be that's gonna be 40 Hail Marios, Mushroom of Grace.
Wow.
So we already know it was Zach's sin, don't we? He didn't get far enough on Zelda 2 to get the candle.
Well, I actually just launched this. There's one called is this new? The Rod Crane? I've never seen this. So
is this Nintendo Dad's After Dark again?
It might be. Yeah,
it might. No, the pushy one.
Yeah, it's one where it pushes.
No, I think that's
what a Rod Crane is. Oh, you're talking about the Badge Arcade.
Heck yeah, I'm talking about the Badge Arcade. What do you think I'm talking about?
Well,
yeah, well, actually, yeah. No, that's
that. Yeah, that's a weird one. I don't like that one.
Yeah, I tried it and I only got a single badge.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to figure out while we're talking how to get one of those official little titles down at the bottom of my screen, like you guys.
Hangout toolbox, dude.
The Hangout toolbox.
Yeah.
Well,
something.
Yeah, I click on that and it gives me a 401 error.
Oh, yeah. See, there's your problem right there.
I just got the same thing. 401. That's an error.
Speaking of which, have you guys ever come across a page error on the Nintendo official site?
Not recently.
No, because I think it's been on there for years, but if you get a 404, it comes up with an error from Zelda 2, and it says, I am error.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
Is it really? Oh, that's
cool. Which is such a cool little Easter egg on their page.
That's so great.
I sat there trying to replicate it and trying to destroy the page just to get a screen cap of it, and I just couldn't do it again.
Wow.
No, I don't see it. That's not... I'm just... Oh, okay. Maybe this isn't a legit 404, but I just tried putting Nintendo.com/junk, and...
No, that's real, dude. That's a real game. No, I don't know. Wait. We're doing a triple header. We're gonna be up all night. We got so many games.
What do you guys have going on?
I see Wario saying
we're doing our game of the year business, and we're doing Rogue One After Dark, which I will have things to say about. Yeah, I might.
How spoilery is it gonna be?
Probably pretty.
It's usually pretty spoilery. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
he's spoil it now.
probably want to hold off on it until afterwards.
Yeah,
I'm going to give myself permission to talk freely and no spoiler here. How awesome it was!
Was it though?
Okay.
Kill me, Smalls.
Listen, don't make me Donkey Kong this.
All I'm going to say is that it is not without some pretty significant flaws.
It has flaws, I'll give you that. But I think overall it was great.
I thought it was boring.
Wow.
See? Yes.
Wow. Okay.
One of the friends that I went with to see it, I said, if we didn't see it in the theater, there's no way I would watch the whole thing.
Ooh, wow.
That's the thing. Is like, would you go? I judge movies by... like, or how much I enjoyed it was like, how much do I want to see it again?
Richard, did you feel that same way about The Force Awakens?
When that came out, I saw it twice in the theater and I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was great, but when it came out on Blu-ray, I tried to watch it and I got about 20 minutes in and I just couldn't do it.
Huh. And I mean, the reason I say this is because, it's not bad. Is like
that I just can't do this.
You were the first person that I've heard to say that, and that's interesting.
Really?
To me, like most people I know. Well, I mean, one of my friends says that it was good, but that it was basically just A New Hope with some new people. Which I mean, I can see that, but I've never heard anybody just outright say, I just couldn't finish it. So that's fine, though. Different strokes, different folks.
I liked A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back. Those are probably my two favorites, but I'd rather watch Attack of the Clones again before I watch
this
new one.
Okay, so here's a question.
At least you didn't say Phantom Menace.
You know, I watched a review of... does anybody here know what Red Letter Media is?
Best show ever on the internet.
Yeah. The big thing that made them popular, I guess, was his like 9-part review of episode 1 that was longer than the actual movie. It's very much laced with like the character who reviews it is very offensive. I'll just put that out there. So if that offends you, need not apply. But I watched his video of his criticism of Force Awakens. And I think he made a really good point that these movies, and I think the Marvel movies as well to a lesser extent, but a lot of Hollywood nowadays seems really reluctant to let their characters fall in love and to have any sort of a romantic relationship between them. And I think that there's so many movies nowadays, like if you kind of look at like Doctor Strange and Civil War did this year, where it was like, oh, we'll show them like a little kiss and whatever. Right. But there's so many movies, especially this year, that have no at all that brings a lot of heart to a movie. Like if you think about Star Wars and like Han and Leia, right. Really important. I don't know. It's just interesting that it was like, once you notice it, you're like, oh yeah. Like nobody falls in love at all in like hardly any of the big geek movies this year. So at least that I've seen, I don't know if I missed anything.
A lot of those Marvel movies too, there's never any real consequence to any of them either. Like nobody ever dies or even in Civil War, the one character that get hurt by the end, he's up and walking again already.
He's like, yeah, don't worry. He's got robot legs now. Big deal.
Right.
Wasn't that the same as Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump?
Dun-dun-dun. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know. I just thought that point with the fact that they just wouldn't, like, for The Force Awakens, the fact that Rey and what's his name, Finn, that they just thought he was like, why didn't they, like, why was there nothing between them? Like they were platonic friends. It was interesting, but there was no real chemistry between any of the characters at all. It was weird. Anyway, I will have more things to say about Rogue One though. So
I'll have to listen to that in the new year.
What's that? Do we have any other questions before we wrap up though, guys? We've got a few more minutes.
I would like to say that I'm extremely happy that Marty has joined the Nintendo Dads.
Oh yeah.
Here.
So, I used to love listening to Reactor Radio in particular because of Marty. And yeah, it was just really cool. Whenever you were a guest on Nintendo Dads, it just felt awesome. You guys all clicked together really well. And
here's the thing is Marty classes up the joint. Like, huh. Like Marty has a certain little bit of like sophistication maybe we'll put it this way, is that he is much more proper.
are we talking about the same Marty here?
In a way,
they almost kicked me out on my first episode, guys. There was that discussion after.
Oh, really?
I'm not saying that he's like he. Yeah, like he's got a goodness to him that I think makes him really awesome. I'm not saying that he's not also a complete bastard. Like, that's also true.
But my wife told me that today.
A good mix, right? A good mix. You got to have
I need to ask you, Marty. Did Justin have words after the old Donkey Kong situation?
No, Justin and I are good friends. If there was a Mega Man game on there, I have a feeling that he would try to like kind of engineer his own turn on there again and kick it off. But
that would require Capcom to do something with that.
Well, that's true. I have a feeling he'll just have some snide remarks when it finally drops on mobile, but I will say this, in kicking off Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, number one, I had no idea it was that, like, Justin was that passionate about Donkey Kong. Number two, I had no idea.
Donkey Kong on the cover art, man.
Well, okay, maybe I just thought he was maybe lost a random draw and had to be Donkey Kong. But I also did not realize that so many people were passionate about that game. That's a major Twitter blowback on it that I was not prepared for. Like, I mean, people basically saying, hey, so we're glad you're on the show, but you're an idiot.
let's put Devil's Third back up.
So, this was the whole argument that it came down to. And I'm going to be very serious about this. Like, it was either that or Affordable Space Adventures. And I did not feel like I could kick Affordable Space Adventures off because it had only been on there for 1 week.
Marty, I would have been extremely hurt. Extremely hurt at that moment. And I would have stopped liking you at that point.
So see, there you go. I was trying to be a good guy and ended up like in Wreck-It Ralph. You are a bad guy, but you are not a bad guy.
I really like Affordable Space Adventures too. I'm glad it stayed there.
That exit was beautiful.
Yeah.
So I'll go ask Marty. Okay. What do you think of Mighty Number 9 then?
That's my confession, by the way. I loved Mighty Number 9.
Wow. Okay, so
Marty Number 9.
Here's the thing. If I love the original concept of it enough to back it and wait for 3 years for it, I did not like it enough to finish it. I played up to the final level and found the final level and boss so incredibly frustrating that I just lost my care to finish it. And I don't do that with
frustrating. I never even got loaded the second level.
Like I never do that with games, and it definitely has those Mega Man, you know, overtones and callbacks, but there's just not enough there to grip.
Of course I do the same thing with the X games. I play the first level and went, "Oh crap, I'm done with this."
ESPN X games?
No, like Mega Man X.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm like, wait, PlayStation 1, ESPN X games?
he never finished the first biking level.
Yeah. I love the biking, but the lugeing. Who luges down?
No, I'm not. I don't know if I should be worried that Marty actually knows what he's talking about.
See, that's why I like Marty so much.
I want to make one more gaming confession, and that forgive me, Nintendo dads, for I've sinned. My favorite game of the year was not a Nintendo game.
Oh,
you'll find out about that on tonight's show.
Oh no,
the suspense.
Zach that already knows suspense. What it is, I believe.
Well, oh, dude, if it's what I'm, no, of course,
yeah.
If that's what you're picking, then of course.
But I'm saying it's my overall like.
Game. Are you good? You know that we can't like for your actual game though. Like it has to be a Nintendo game. You only have the.
Not on the Nintendo category, it can't.
Oh, in Nintendo, of course.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay, but for game of the year.
Oh, it has. I know it has to be a Nintendo game, and it is. But if because it didn't have
if
to
the
be,
Nintendo dads does that. That's. That would just be madness.
Then we would just be dads.
How many actual games came out this year?
Not many.
Surprisingly low. Yeah. At least
the Wii U, especially, man.
Yeah, Star Fox Zero, and that's it. Oh, and Star Fox God. Don't forget Star Fox God. Star Fox God. Everyone played.
Don't forget Grippy.
I think it might have been Zach, but someone in our show notes listed all the Wii U retail games, which did include Star Fox Guard as its own entry.
Okay.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Wow.
Less than one per month.
And that's not included. Is that including eShop? That's not including eShop, obviously.
No, that was actual disc releases.
Yeah, those are retail only.
So have you guys got any TV adverts for the Wii U through the holidays?
No.
No, we have Just Dance 2017.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Which is so painful to watch.
In fact, the only Christmas advertisement I have seen for any Nintendo product has been their own self-produced spot for the 3DS.
Mario Maker.
The ads that they have for you on YouTube are awful. Mm-hmm. We give our kids their own private time when it comes to the 3DS.
That's the one.
And then they're leaning over and says, you know.
That's right. Add more Bowser there.
Hey, he's only using 1 Mega Bowser. I'm like, Go away.
Yeah, weird. I don't know. The only ones that I've seen is because of is I don't know if you guys have like the pre-roll commercials at a movie theater. Yes. Right? There's like the weird, it looks like Nintendo Minute with kids. I don't know if you've seen those, but it's basically like an ad. Yeah, it's basically like a minute long ad with kids, like probably like, you know, 10 or 12 maybe. And it's like for the new 3D or for Super Mario 3D or Mario Maker, sorry, for Mario Maker 3DS. And it's just brutal. It's just unbearable. These freaking kids. Yeah, it's no.
Get off my dang lawn.
Seriously. I mean, here's
the
thing.
Kids and your Mario Maker.
You can't even share online. That's serious. Yeah, no, it's bad. It was not a.
Guys. That is so upsetting to me that I cannot bring Super Mario Maker into the Wii U. It is so fun to play the Super Mario Challenge. They're great. Those levels are great.
It's so weird. Like, what a missed opportunity, hey? Like,
yeah. So I mean, this would have been like such a great package.
It would have. Oh, I would have bought it day one if it would have had online. And then as soon as I found out no online, I was like, nope, not getting it.
Yeah.
Don't care.
And the reason I really got it, I bought Pokemon and Toys R Us had buy one, get one 40% off. And Super Mario Maker was sitting right there. And I was like, you know what? For like $24 or whatever it was, that's like worth it just to play the challenge.
Pay almost half price for almost half a game. That sounds fair.
Yeah, exactly. And that was the justification. I was like, I could do that. And, you know, I haven't finished all the challenges yet, so it's paid off. I've probably played like 8 hours already, and I haven't done everything. But man, what a missed opportunity!
It's freaking tragic, is what it is. It's so dumb.
What upsets you more, though, the fact that that doesn't go online, or the fact that Mario Run does?
Oh.
That actually doesn't bother me. I think
no.
I think here's the thing is that this game is significant enough that it probably for Nintendo is one of the most important games of the year. My real struggle this week was where does it belong, if anywhere, on my like for awards. Yeah. That's the thing for me that I'm like, I don't know. Like I don't know. Like based on its original package and all that kind of stuff, I had a really hard time with that. But
anyway, the extra loading screen means extra pooping time.
Because you got it. Game. That's okay, Gary.
Wow,
Gary.
That would be a show title if we were recording a show.
Extra pooping time.
Can you please include best pooping game of 2016 in your episode?
Yes.
That's.
Totally. That would be. Yeah. I know that one right now.
Is that one stuff? It's kind of creepy as well.
I don't know, man. There's a few pretty good ones on 3DS, man. There's a few pretty good ones. Like
Badge Arcade.
Badge Arcade. Yep. Mm-hmm. At least probably like 450 of those badges.
Earned on the throne.
Oh my gosh.
Pokemon is a great pooping game.
Pokemon?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Picross.
Wait.
Picross.
Okay. Picross is a good one. Or Rhythm Heaven. If you Rhythm Heaven Mega Mix.
Man, I can only concentrate on one thing at a time.
Get into the rhythm.
I can't feel the rhythm.
Good.
Oh man.
Right on. Alright, well, sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say what's everybody else's game of the year then? Between the Patreons.
Ooh.
It's not a Nintendo game.
That's okay, it's not gonna be on the official podcast, so
Quantum Break.
Ooh.
Quantum Break. Wait, what is that? That's like a PS4 Xbox One game, or is it just
the? That's Xbox One. It's Microsoft exclusive. You can play it on the computer too, but it's basically a more story driven game than anything else. And your character has like time powers, but then in between every chapter, there's actually like a little half hour TV show that they show with like real actors and live action everything. And I think the TV show is really what did it for me, is that the gameplay was okay, but the story and the fact that there was a whole TV show between every chapter, that was what really pushed it over for me.
Hmm. Cool. What about everybody else?
Go ahead.
I'd definitely have to go with the Witness.
Witness.
See, I feel like it's so funny because I have a Wii U and a 3DS and a phone and a Vita. Like, I'm so like actual gaming, I got nothing, man. This is why I run Nintendo dads. This is why we do Nintendo dads.
Zach, you have more than me, don't worry.
Yeah. Anyway.
So my
Nintendo dad sounds a lot better than Wii U, 3DS, Vita dads.
Yeah, that's true.
Vita dads.
Everything but Microsoft dads.
My game of the year would have to be Star Fox Zero, just because of the cooperative on it.
Hmm. See, I haven't
Gary, done. I have to go with you there, Gary, for the as far as Nintendo games go.
One player. Don't get me wrong; it's got its moments.
Yeah,
both good and bad, but the cooperative is where it's at on that game.
Hmm.
I'm gonna say Animal Crossing.
That
new update with the Amiibo card functionality and the new mobile homes and all that really like re-inspired me to play that game like every day.
Did you pick up any of the cards, the new ones?
Yes. I got four packs. They're not anywhere. I can't find them anywhere.
I haven't seen them at all.
Yeah.
I found them on launch day at a Toys R Us, and I got one pack.
Okay.
All I wanted was the gorilla that's supposed to be Mario, because then I could – because there's so many other animals that are like – What's the Animal Crossing Gorilla Mario? I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a thing.
No, man.
His name is.
I saw on Josh Thomas's YouTube. He's been trying to get Ketchup the duck.
Okay.
Duck. And I still haven't seen what he looks like. So.
Okay. Here we go. Is there a chat in this?
Yes.
Where?
Oh. On the left, top button. It's
blue. Oh, really?
No, that's share your screen. Hey, I can share my screen. I'll just do that.
Oh, I see the chat now.
Okay, can you see my screen?
Yes.
Yes.
That's Minions. No, go away, Minions. This right here is the dude who's supposed to be Mario.
Oh. What's his name?
Louis.
Okay.
And he has a Mario shirt on, and then like this is.
Why would he be named Louis and be Mario?
There's like other ones like the cosplayers that are, the cosplayers that are the Squid Sisters and stuff like that. So
he looks like the result of Mario versus Donkey Kong the After Dark episode.
Yeah,
here's the crazy thing about this. Like, I just went and looked up these cards on Amazon, and they're not even selling packs of them.
No way.
You can get them,
what the crap?
Get the cards in the UK easy enough, and they're fairly cheap as well.
They're selling individuals, like they're selling singles.
Wow.
Really?
$17.77 for Ketchup.
What?
How much is Louis, dude? I bet you Louis.
Silvana is $15. June is $6.50. All of these are selling for like upwards of, you know, Ursula is $4.99. Ellie is $15. Piper $10, Vivian $20 for one card. What?
Good grief,
dude. Boots $15, Wade. Investment.
Boots. Yep. Let's see who I have. Gosh.
Boris Boris is $6, Norma is $10, B $7.50. That Mario one is not even listed on here.
Craziness. Wow.
They have like a Sanrio thing that they did in Japan. I don't know if they'll ever release it here, but my wife was like, we need to get those. But I don't know if that'll ever come out. Well, Zach, if you're jonesing for a call, I have like three doubles, I think, of the mobile, the new ones.
Oh, cool.
I mean, I'd be happy to send them to you.
Hey, right on, dude. That'd be awesome.
Send me your info.
Cool.
Send them off. They're just sitting in the back of my Animal Crossing binder. So.
Nice. Do you have an Animal Crossing binder?
Yeah, there's like, I think it's like $5 on Amazon. There's like a little one.
Oh,
like
really? Tiny.
Yeah, but...
I've got one of those, like, is it like... It holds like four per page or something like that.
Four per page.
Okay, yeah, never mind. I back off my statement. The cards are on Amazon for $6 a pack.
Okay, that's how much they cost. And there's only how many? There's only like six in a pack now.
Six. It's a six pack, so you're paying $1 a card.
Yeah. That's what I got them for. I got them from GameStop, and it was like I just picked up like three or four packs.
Zach, you can buy Louis on Amazon with Prime shipping for $12.
Dude, but that's going to be to the States, and then I'm going to have to like
exchange,
and I'm going to have to do like stupid international shipping.
I'm about to do something really stupid and order a bunch of packs of these.
So. Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Do it, Marty.
Right on.
Do it. All right, waste all the money.
All right, real quick, everybody else, real quick, if there's we've got Justin. Justin apparently tried to join. And we're at capacity, so.
I didn't realize there was a little capacity.
I guess so. Yeah. So anyway, real quick, if we have everybody else, just quickly say that, and then we actually got to get started on this episode too, on our game of the year business. So, real quick, anybody else have any other games of the year? Bueller, nothing. All right.
Bueller.
Cool.
Bueller.
Well, in that case, gentlemen, thanks for jumping on, everybody. It's been I love doing this. Sorry I wasn't here earlier, but I was busy smelling a lady's hair, so
that didn't sound weird at all.
Nope. All right.
Well, guys, I'm gonna go leave and smell a lady's hair.
Yeah. See everybody.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Thanks for having all of us.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Yeah, thanks for my first one. So.
Yeah, right on, man. And that is weird. We're gonna have to look into this whole the fact that it was at capacity. That I didn't realize there was a capacity for Google Hangouts. That makes me think we should fix. I don't know. I'm sure we can't pay for it to get more, but we'll figure it out. Cool. Right on. All right. Thanks, guys, for joining us. Have a good night.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.